Where does the money for that come from?
We will make sure that through ending the tax breaks that private schools enjoy, we will invest within our state schools, and that also applies to making sure we've got the right support.
I thought that was going to teachers.
Well, it raises quite a lot of money, so it goes to a number of different areas. It raises, as you will have seen, the Institute for Fiscal Studies have identified £1.3 to £1.5 billion net.
So you're confident then that the changes that are coming in on VAT on private schools cover everything that you want to do on teachers and on inspections?
I am confident that we will have the resources that we need to make the change that parents want to see and to honour the commitments that we have made within our manifesto.
Except aren't you going to need more inspectors?
There is a challenge around recruiting and retaining inspectors, absolutely, and that's a conversation that I have had with the Chief Inspector. But I think if we can make reform of Ofsted happen, if we can refocus its work and make it somewhere that school leaders want to go and to be a part of, then we can succeed in supporting more people into those roles within Ofsted to combine their work as school leaders with work as part of inspection. And I know from speaking to school leaders that previously, given the system that we had and the culture that we had, they didn't always feel comfortable being a part of that. So the shift that we're seeing today is about standards, but it's also part of a wider reform in terms of how we move to a better system of accountability overall. Accountability is non-negotiable. We need to be confident that children are getting a great education, but we have to be better than this.
But the better system that you're talking about, it is going to be much more intensive, isn't it? If it's going to really give the kind of detail and accountability you're looking for. We heard from Amanda Spielman an hour ago, who said that as things stand, Ofsted hasn't been properly funded. If you're going to, I just want to be clear that you're confident that all of your plans, including the ones coming in a year's time, are you saying that all of your plans for the responsibilities of your department are going to be fully funded through the tax changes on private schools?
We will make sure, both through the tax changes and as part of the budget, and conversations are ongoing around that, as you'll understand, that we have the resources that we need in order to deliver a brilliant education for our children. Labour governments always prioritise education, and that is what you have seen from this Labour government, a real focus on making sure that education is front and centre of national life once more.